Over the past week or so, you might have noticed dozens of artists painting on the streets of County Wexford. It's all part of the Art in the Open, or Plein Air, painting festival. Valerie Cox joined them in Kilmore Quay, where she met Niall O'Keefe, who told her the festival was the brainchild of Tony Robinson.
He had the idea that we'd start a festival where they could come together and paint over 3 days in Wexford and then exhibit the work that was created for the 3 days and show the people, you know, what was done. That part of it turned out to be the most biggest surprise, because over the 3 days the people painted in Wexford town, the townspeople could see them in action, almost adopted a painter, you know, they were giving them tea and coffees while they were working, and then developed an interest in the painting and turned up at the exhibition to see how their painter had, what he had done.
Now, there's a lot of amateurs here today as well.
There is, and I mean, to be honest with you, I'd say the bulk of the participants are amateurs. For a painter, a professional painter, they would have their interests, they'd have their associations and things like that. But amateur painters don't really have it unless they're in a class. They don't really get to meet other painters. So we set up a website, pleinair.ning.com, that has over about 300 members now, and they're from all over the country, as well as from abroad.
What is the attraction of painting in the open air?
The attraction of painting in the open air is, first of all, you see the subject properly. And also, when you're painting at a festival like this, you've got lots of other people around you, so it's great crack during the day and at night. So we can always have a look at what each other's doing, and at night we get together, and it's good fun. It's good fun.
It's the idea of having an instant visual image of what you're painting, and then painting it as you see it, which is, a studio painting is much more controlled and less spontaneous. So the spontaneity and the fact you're out in the open air, even on a cold day.
There's something about painting outside, you can catch the maybe the weather or a feeling that you can't really catch indoors or from photographs. It's a different experience, I think, of outside, which you might capture something special about a moment that you wouldn't capture otherwise.
You had a little bit of an accident when you were painting this morning.
No, it wasn't me. It was the seagull above. Although he may have just been making a comment on my artwork. It wasn't an accident at all.
So you have a bit of extra texture on your painting.
I've got a focal point in the foreground. Yes, I do.
How did you get into this?
Well, I started about 3.5-4 years ago. And I loved the life drawing, first of all. Then I took on to do a PLC course, which I've completed. And then I joined the Plein Air group. I was at the very first paint out, and I'm still coming. But after the PLC course, I started college. And I'm now going into third year in college. Art college, having a fantastic time.
This is not something you ever planned to do, was it?
I never had the chance, because back then you went to work. I had a family, I reared the family, worked up until I was made redundant.
Have you sold any of your paintings yet?
I have, thank God. Yeah, sold several paintings, yeah. I just keep painting, and last week I sold one. Like, this is just fantastic. Would you just look at a whole crowd of people here having the life of Riley, meeting people, having the crack, the banter, the laugh. It's hilarious some days. Worth getting out of bed for, I'll tell you, even in the rain.
Right, that was the final painter there, was Louise Tracy, and those paintings are on view in the Greenacres Gallery in Wexford Town until the 14th of August.